Hello and welcome to Comic Talk Today for Tuesday, January 29, 2019. We're talking about Alterna today. I haven't talked about Alterna in quite a long time. I don't know why. I love Alterna books. So maybe I should preface why we're talking about Alterna. Alterna recently announced that they are going to be doing this printing partnership program. And so I figured it'd be the perfect time to talk about this company because I've been following Alterna for quite a long time. Actually, I started following Peter, the guy that runs Alterna, before I even knew about Alterna. And I can't remember how it is that I found Peter, but sometime in, I want to say like 2013, somebody introduced me to Peter. I think it might have been on Twitter. And since then, I've gotten a couple sketches from him. He's a fantastic artist and a really cool person. And I've talked about Alterna a couple of times on the podcast. One time, maybe not as nicely as I should have or could have. I don't think I was mean or anything like that, but it was a while back when they had their whole thing about the social media policy, and that's not the introduction that I want to give to Alterna, because I think Alterna does fantastic work. Like I said, Peter is an extremely talented and smart guy, and I love what Alterna's doing. Alterna, if you never picked up an Alterna book, does the $1.50 newsprint comics. And they didn't always do this. I think they started doing newsprint maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something like that. And I think it's worked out very well for them. They've gotten a lot of push from people because people want to read more comics. And I mean, why wouldn't you want to pick up a $1.50 comic, right? So as a result, I do pick up most of the Alterna line. I never talk about it on the show. I don't know why. Shame on me. That's what I gotta say. Shame on me for not talking enough about Alterna. But they do terrific work. And I know that some folks left as a result of the social media policy thing. That's fine. I think Alterna's fine. Peter's fine. I mean, they still put out great books, so it doesn't really much matter. But I want to talk about this printing partnership program today because I think it's really interesting and maybe a little nerdy for some of you. So maybe some of you will want to tune out when I get into the topic because, you know, Alterna does these $1.50 books, and the reason they can do that is they do a certain volume that allows them to do cheap comics. And also, by the way, when I say cheap, I don't mean like bad quality. So let me get that out of the way before anyone says anything. They are really high quality books, but they are on newsprint paper, which we haven't seen really newsprint in comics since, I don't know, the 80s? I guess maybe into the 90s? Before everyone switched over to glossy comics. And glossy paper's fine. I gotta tell you, I love glossy paper on comics. Maybe like a semi-gloss is a little nicer because you can see the art a little bit better. But, you know, depending on the type of paper that you put out is the kind of coloring and inking and stuff that you can do on the page. And I don't want to talk about that kind of nerdy thing. I'm not a comic book artist or an inker or anything like that, so I don't know the intricacies of it. Matter of fact, you can probably go to the Alterna YouTube channel. I think Peter recently did a video or two about how to determine the type of coloring to use and stuff like that. And there's plenty of talented creators out there that can go through this stuff with you. In fact, I'm going to have a couple of artists on next week's Thursday episode for Therapy Thursday. I'm going to have some of the folks behind Crowded, particularly Ted Brandt. I'm very excited to talk to Ted. And we're going to talk about some of that maybe nerdier how to make comics kind of thing. But definitely go check out some of that information if you can. What's interesting to me, though, is this printing partnership program, because Alterna is making money on these $1.50 books, and you gotta wonder, how is it that Alterna can crank out these books at $1.50 and make money when other comic book publishers are putting out $3.99, $4.99, $5.99, $7.99, $9.99 books and having a tough time? In tomorrow's episode, I'm going to have Ronnie and Aaron on. We usually do the Kickstarter corner, and we do talk a little bit about some books that we're going to be looking at for Kickstarter this month. But the reason I had him on the show is I wanted to talk a little bit about these recent news about Kickstarter setting a record-setting sales year in the comic book category. I think it was like $18 million that they did in comic books on Kickstarter, and kind of compare a little bit to the recent news over at DC, where DC laid off, I mean, it wasn't that many. I think it was like 7 people or something. But it was kind of a cost-cutting thing. And the reason is, you know, they need to be a lean, mean comic book publishing machine, because even though they're putting books out at $3.99, $4.99, etc., their profit margins are much lower because of the type of infrastructure that they have. So really good discussion on that. We recorded that last week. The topic that I'm discussing today actually popped out, I think, the night of, or maybe the day after Aaron and Ronnie and I recorded. So there's a little interesting bit that we talk about in there where I said, somebody should kind of get in on here and find a way to work with Kickstarter to get these books out, not only sooner, but cheaper. And so I'm gonna get into that here in a few minutes. Let's talk about the Alterna Printing Partnership Program just a little bit. And Peter did a video, so I'll link to the YouTube channel, and you can watch that video as well, where he goes very much in depth into how this whole thing breaks down. But I found it interesting. And they've got different tiers on the comics that you can use. And this will be a setup to kind of discussion a little bit. So I'll just give a brief rundown. There's a pricing table on there, and you can do comics from 8 pages to 80 pages. We'll go with an average comic book size comic. So that's 24 pages. 500 comics you can print for 46 cents a piece. And then if you do an additional 500, it's $181 extra. So If you do the math a little bit on this thing, and I did do some math, and if you are not a math person, then I apologize, but you can print 500 comics for $230. That's basically what it comes down to. And if you want to do 1,000, it comes out to whatever that was, $400 and something. And I think that's a pretty damn good deal. And the reason for that is, yeah, $411. The reason that's a great deal is because this is not necessarily meant for you to run a company, right? That's something that Peter makes sure to say on there. If you are a publisher, this is not maybe something for you. But where this might be something interesting for you is kind of where I'm going to end up going in discussion is if you want to start doing comics or you are already doing some kind of indie book and taking it to conventions. I mean, if you can print out 500 copies of a book and only pay 46 cents a copy, and you're selling them for whatever you sell at a con, $3, $4. I mean, I've bought comics at conventions for as much as $10 for a single comic. And I do that on Kickstarter too, right? Ronnie and Aaron and I always have this discussion. It doesn't always come out on the episodes, but we pretty much talk daily about Kickstarter stuff on our Discord chat. And maybe at some point I'll open up the Discord chat to other people that they can come in and chat comics. But basically right now it's just all the Nerd Legion creators, so we can kind of hang out and chat and BS a little bit. But anyways, we talk about this almost daily, to be honest, because the three of us are on Kickstarter almost daily. And one of the discussions we always have is the price per page. And I know that this is something that Nick and I have talked about quite a bit about on Nerdy Legion, for example. It's something that some other folks have started doing as well, like Paul over at Shell Shock Podcast. He talks about price per page, and generally that relates to Comixology sales as well, right? So if a comic is regularly $3.99 and Comixology does a sale for like 50% off, well, do I buy the collected edition of whatever, right? Marvel Masterworks Hulk or something, right? For $5, or do I buy World War Hulk for whatever, $3? Well, that's when you start looking at price per page, right? So a Masterworks book is obviously going to be much thicker, maybe a little bit bigger, and so you're going to get more pages. And so even though you're paying maybe a little bit more to get that kind of thing, you are actually paying less per page, and so it becomes a better deal. And that's something that we look at all the time. It's something that maybe you should be looking at too when you're looking at these sales, right? I mean, I know some of you guys don't like doing digital comics, and that's fine. But it is important when you come to figure out how many comics you want, right? Some of us don't care, right? I mean, I'm reading, I don't know, 80 to 100 books a month. Most folks can't do that, right? Most folks are looking at 5-6 comics a month, probably. That's just what the budget allows. And so if you get a good sale like this, or in terms of Kickstarter, why would you pay $10 for a 30-page comic when you can get a graphic novel with, you know, 128 pages for $20, right? It makes more sense to spend that $20 on that other comic. And the same goes here. So if you're a small indie guy, right, like, for example, Luke Foster, friend of the show, Luke Foster, who's been on the show, Dr. Bananas has got a bunch of other stuff out. I see him at conventions locally quite often because he is somewhat local. He's in North Carolina. And so I've seen him, you know, 2 or 3 times a year. And when he prints his books, I don't know what he pays for his books. And maybe this is something that would be interesting to him. Because he doesn't do his in newsprint. They're all, on the semi-gloss paper. But think about how much money he would save by going newsprint. And maybe some of these things would work better in newsprint. Maybe he could get a better profit margin on newsprint. And I'm not saying that's what he wants, right? Some people might want the look of a comic on glossy paper. Matter of fact, I would say a lot of us, myself included, maybe oftentimes prefer to have comics on gloss paper. There's something, it looks higher quality, right? But sometimes you don't necessarily want to spend that much money on a comic. I mean, think about the number of comics that I read. There are some books that I read that I'm like, was that worth $2.99, $3.99? Probably not, right? Like, it was fine. And I don't regret my decision in any way, shape, or form, because I love comics in any fashion. So I'm okay with spending a little bit more. But what if you're not one of those people that are okay with spending a little bit more? What if your budget doesn't dictate that kind of thing? Why would you not want to spend less? And are you okay with maybe spending a little less because you're getting a lower quality paper? And that's not to say these things look cheap, though. So keep that in mind. If you have never seen an alternative book in person, go ahead and go to their website. You can go to orderalternative.com. You can order their books from there. A lot of comic shops will have alternative books on the shelves. I know mine does, for example. You can maybe find some newsstand somewhere. Does anyone still have newsstands? I don't know. They were doing them on Barnes & Noble, if I'm not mistaken. Toys R Us, before Toys R Us went under. And I think I've seen him somewhere else. I can't really recall. But you can find alternate books pretty easily. You can take a look at the pages, see what you think, see if you like them. If you've been reading comics for a long time, you might love that thing because it really does give you that nostalgia feel. Matter of fact, you know, now that I think about it, the DC 100-page giants at Walmart, and now there's a new one at Target as well, the Primal Age, those are done in kind of newsprinty paper. Not quite the type of paper that Alterna uses, but something similar. So you can take a look at those and see how you feel. I love it. It gives me like a sense of nostalgia, right? From when I was, you know, 8, 9 years old, first picking up comics and getting that kind of paper. And I know that the transition to a glossier stock happened somewhere around that time, maybe a few years later. But definitely take a look at it because it doesn't really affect the quality of the comic in any way, right? And Alterna has been doing this for a couple of years, so they've kind of mastered the process of making these things look as good as possible on a cheaper stock paper. And cheaper, of course, I mean cheaper in price, not necessarily cheaper in quality. Yes, the pages are you know, thinner, whatever, but the quality doesn't suffer because the paper is... Man, I don't want to say lower quality either. This is terrible. I am terrible with words. Why do I do a podcast? This podcast is canceled. We're done. We're done. No, I'm just kidding. Now, I did do some math, and, you know, it is 46 cents per issue if you do 500 copies. It actually comes out cheaper if you do 1,000, for example. 1,000 24-page comics runs you about 41 cents a comic, and I think that's a fantastic price. There are some minor details along the way, but even then it comes out to a good price. Because for one, there is shipping costs that are not included in these prices. So, you know, to ship 1,000 comics, it'll run you probably like $100-$150 roughly is what the math came out to. And, Alterna does have a $50 processing fee on this. This is probably the only money that Alterna is getting out of this deal. So I think that's pretty interesting. And part of the reason why Peter's such an awesome guy, based on the prices that I've seen, and I've looked around at, you know, typical printing prices maybe for a comic, I don't think Alterna's taking anything off of this printing price. All they're getting is this processing fee. And it's $50. $50 to process your comic. And what that entails is you send them your comic in a Photoshop format. They take a look at it, make sure the coloring's correct, the inking's correct, the page margins are correct. They look at the layers on the Photoshop file, make sure the text is right, you know, it's not flattened or whatever. The anti-aliasing is correct. There's a lot of like nerdy printing terms in here. But overall, what it means is when you give these books to them for them to print for you, that's where your $50 is going. For them to make sure that when these things are printed, they're going to print to the best quality possible. and that it's going to conform to the format that the printer does, because Alterna is not printing these comics. Alterna has a printing company that they use, and so they send their stuff off, they get printed, those books go back to Alterna, Alterna then distributes the books. This partnership printing program is not a distribution deal either. So your books are not going to have an Alterna logo on them in any way, shape, or form. They're just kind of helping you get these things at a cheap price. And I think that's fantastic. So overall, once you come into the administration fee and the shipping costs and all that, you're still only paying about 61 cents per comic book. And, you know, that's a pretty good deal. So for 1,000 comics shipped to you, it's going to be $561. Now, that seems to me like really fantastic if you're doing a lot of conventions, right? If you're someone that's local, that's maybe only doing 2 or 3 a year, maybe that's a little bit more than you want to do. But why in that case not go to, say, put out an online shop and sell them that way, right? I mean, Comixology, I think, is one of the avenues that a lot of indie creators go for because, I mean, there are some hoops to jump through when you go do a comic on Comixology Originals. But overall, there's no additional cost to you, right? Once you get the formatting correct, you just do your book, put it out, and Comixology does it for you. But number one, a lot of people still don't want digital comics. Number two, you can't sell a digital comic at a convention. And that's really how indie creators will want to get their name out, is going to conventions and putting out their books that way. Having this option where you're paying 61 cents an issue to have it printed and shipped to you, ready to go, and you don't need to worry about the hassles of going back and forth with the publisher. Alterna is pretty much handling this. And by Alterna, I mean really Peter. I'm sure it's just Peter looking at these Photoshop files. It means that you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. All you have to worry about is putting your book out, sending it off. Now, this may not work for people that aren't very organized. I will say that. Because there is a little bit of a turnaround time, right? So once your book is approved and ready to go, it only takes 2 weeks for them to print it and then, you know, have it shipped to you. So you can probably have it pretty quickly. However, because of this whole process, it does take a little bit longer. And Alterna is recommending at least 2 month wait time between the time that you submit your book and the time that you receive your printed copies. And the reason for that is pretty obvious, right? You have to send your stuff off to Alterna. Alterna goes through your files, make sure it's formatted correctly. All the stuff is going to make it the best possible printed book for you. Then they ship it to the printer. The printer has to print their stuff. Then they send it back, and then you get your books. And of course, because this is being done through Alterna, that's how you get the better deal, the cheaper price per issue. There is maybe a little bit longer wait time as well, because Alterna only sends their books out the last Wednesday of the month. So you can only submit really once a month on these things. And then you have that turnaround time. I think even then though, this is a really great deal. And right now it's very experimental, because if you go down to the bottom, you'll see that they're not just accepting every single person to join this printing program. There is already a lot of interest because Peter has been teasing this, man, I want to say at least like 6 months, if not longer, that they've been working with their printing shop to get this whole thing situated, work out the details on this deal, but they're not accepting everybody. And there's a lot of demand and interest for this kind of thing. Right now, at least for the first few months of this, they're only accepting five projects. And for one, I think that's very smart, because there's a lot of things that could go wrong here, and you don't want to have 300 people submitting their stuff if the process doesn't work very well. So I think until these first five books get printed and back to their creators and everything's made sure that everything's kosher, I don't think they're going to really open this thing up any more than that. It, of course, adds additional work for Peter himself, because he's the one going through this stuff and making sure that it's all formatted correctly. And that is very tough, right? So really, he's putting his reputation on the line partially in order to do this. And I think it makes sense to do five. However, let's say the 3 months is up. These five books that were accepted come out perfectly. There's no issues whatsoever. And by no issues, I don't mean like you're going to get some damaged books, right? In fact, they even talk a little bit about this with damaged copies. I don't know what the percentage of damaged books that comic book publishers get every month from their printing companies. My assumption is that it's very small. I would assume maybe even less than 1%. Now, I could be wrong. I don't know. So if you are familiar with this kind of thing, if you've had printed books before for your own indie stuff, then let me know kind of what the error rate is on this kind of thing. But there's always going to be printing errors, right? Matter of fact, really funny, if you're a collector, sometimes you get these weird printing errors that for some reason end up being worth money, right? I can remember there's a Bloodshot book. Man, I wish I remember what issue it was. And maybe it's Bloodshot number one, and not the current run. This is like 93, I think, is when that came out. Is it number one? It's not number one. But I can't remember. Somebody tell me what issue it is. But there is a printing error on the cover. Matter of fact, I've seen a few of these other ones. When I was a huge part of the Valiant community, I used to see these things all the time, right? Like X-Men War number zero, there's like an ivory logo variant. Because the printing, the ink used in that section of the cover was darker than some of the other ones. And so that's a printing error. And they were much rarer, but they were still around. And so, you know, people wanted these quote-unquote error variants. And we've seen these a few times. There's a book that Valiant put out that the whole issue is wrong, right? The cover is one book, but the inside is like a Quantum and Woody issue. I want to say that's an Internal Warrior book. I can't remember. But we've seen these in a few other companies as well. There's always like these error printing variants, because sometimes you don't get the quality check. Anyways, Alterna's recommending like an additional like 10 to 12% to correct for errors. I think that, that may be a little bit much, but you know, if you're already printing 1,000 copies and it's only going to cost you, I mean, without all the additional stuff, 41 cents a copy. I mean, that's a pretty damn good deal. So if you're going to print an additional 100 books off of that, I mean, are you really losing anything by spending the initial 40 bucks? I mean, probably not, right? If you're doing this kind of thing, you probably are going to take them to conventions or whatever else anyway. You can probably make up that money. And I mean, if you're putting out your book at a convention and selling them for $3, $4, $5, I mean, I think it pays for itself, right? You probably only need to sell 300 copies out of the 1,200 that you're getting to account for the errors on printing. And that means you have 900 issues of pure profit. That's pretty damn good, I would say. Pretty damn good. Back to this, the five projects. So they're doing five projects for 3 months. After that, they're going to decide whether they can do more or they can do less. And I think that's where things could get interesting. And that's why I want to keep taking a look at the progress of this program. Because if they go less, then to me, the program's a failure. To me, the program's a failure. I mean, having an additional 3 or 4 people doing this kind of thing through Alterna, I mean, good for those people, but what about everybody else that wants to put out comics, right? And it's not really Peter and Alterna's problem to get people's books published, but this could be a really interesting additional sort of revenue for Alterna itself, right? So in tomorrow's episode, we got into a little bit about the price per page stuff a little bit towards the end of the episode. And one thing that I was talking about was, why is Kickstarter not getting with these creators and making their format work better for creators? If the comic book category in Kickstarter is so lucrative, why not give creators the additional resources to make their stuff successful? And the reason that came up is, I don't want to spoil the whole episode, so I'm going to keep this section a little bit brief. But if a creator puts out their book and, you know, the turnaround time is, say, 6 months, I think that's probably about average, right? 3 to 6 months for a large chunk of these Kickstarter comics. A lot of that is, of course, because of printing. If Alterna would be able to get in on this, working through Kickstarter or whatever else, or creating an additional resource on top of their company, right? So if you've done the Kickstarters, you might be aware of BackerKit, for example, which is not affiliated with Kickstarter, but they can tie into your Kickstarter account, and that's what creators are using to get out some of these incentives that they're offering in their campaigns. Why all this is not built into Kickstarter, I don't know. It seems to me like Kickstarter should just be all in on this. If this category in their site is so huge, why not get in on some of the action and take an even bigger percentage? Seems to me like a win-win, right? The creators would be happy. They get their books printed faster. It's all built into the whole system, and Kickstarter makes the additional revenue. And I compare this a little bit to the new Comixology program where, you know, they're putting out their own indie books. And the reason I brought that up is Comixology, when you do a Comixology original book, Not the indie partnership program, but like the official originals, right? The ones that have the Comixology tag on them. Those books are always done print on demand, so you can get them digitally on Comixology. But because of the resources that Amazon has, if you order a print copy, which you can from Comixology, you can order a print copy of the book or a print copy of the trade. Those are all done print on demand. Now, print on demand would not be possible under this printing partnership program, and maybe not necessarily possible through what I'm suggesting Kickstarter do. But if these companies were to work together for a Kickstarter campaign on a book doing, you know, I mean, they always do small amounts, right? A lot of these Kickstarters are 2, 3, 5, 8, 1,000 copies, a large chunk of them. This would be an ideal thing for them. Not only can you have a shorter turnaround time, where sometimes you're waiting a year or more for books, but everything's built in, right? All you need to do is submit your Photoshop file. Kickstarter takes care of the whole thing through maybe even a company like Alterna. And I think that would be a win-win for everybody associated. So that's where I'll leave it on that. But go listen to tomorrow's episode. I think it's a really great discussion that we had. And of course, you can check out Ronnie and Aaron on their own show, the Absolute DC Podcast, right here on the Nerd Legion Network. So I want to know what you guys think about this program. I think it's fantastic. If this trial period goes smoothly, and it seems like they've done a lot of work and effort to make sure that the process is very smooth, then I could see this being a huge thing for Alterna. And sure, they might need to hire additional resources because, I mean, Peter's already running one company, then he'd be running two. That's very hard for one person to do. And remember, Peter mails out all the books himself. So it's not like, you know, whatever. Peter's mailing out these books to people himself. So he's got a lot on his plate. But I would love to see this be successful where it's not just five people, where anybody can get on this thing and make it successful. Because I think it'd be great for indie creators. I know there's a lot of you listening to this podcast that have ideas for your own comics that you want to put out. But number one, you don't really know where to go. You don't know where to start. This could be a fantastic way to do that. And in particular, if you're doing indie book and it's self-funded, wouldn't you want to spend as little money as you can to make this thing happen? I think it's perfect. So let me know what you think. You can go to alternative.comics.com/PPP and learn about the printing partnership program. I will have a link in the show notes to Peter's video on YouTube. Definitely check Alterna out. They're fantastic. Great company, lots of great books, and they're only $1.50. This episode, by the way, not sponsored by Alterna. I love what Alterna's doing, and I think Peter's a fantastic person. So let me know what you think. Of course, you can find me on Twitter at Geekvine. You can always email yell at comictalk.today. FYI, for future reference, is that what it stands for? No. For your information, this show has been approved as a partner on Pandora, so within the next couple of weeks, you will find Comic Talk Today on Pandora. I don't listen to podcasts in Pandora, but maybe I'll start. I don't know. So be sure to look forward to that. You can, of course, find the show everywhere podcasts are found, at Podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and a bunch of other places. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll catch you then.